this episode of Between Good Podcasts, Ahsoka. Hey, welcome to Between Good Podcasts, episode 171. This is your host, Mark.
And Kaylee.
How you doing, Kaylee?
Good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year!
Yep, so we're recording this on New Year's Eve of 2023.
Yep.
So, what has been entertaining you lately?
Ahsoka.
Ahsoka. Yes. Ahsoka is a 2023...
Star Wars.
Star Wars, yep. Short-run Star Wars series on Disney+.
Yep.
Our other co-host, Jacob, did a really good job of summing this up by saying that it's like live-action Rebels, only later in the timeline.
Yeah.
Which is fun for us. If you look way back in the Between Good Podcasts archives, we did a series on Rebels.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I remember that exactly, but I think we did. Might have.
Oh, yeah, we did for sure. And that was when the Rebels series first came out. And we would watch it on the back porch of our old house while eating ice cream.
Ice cream!
Star Wars ice cream party.
We would do Rebels and Clone Wars.
Yep, we would. Like we mentioned, this is later in the timeline. It is after episode 6.
Yep.
And it picks up there and is in the, what some people are calling the Mandoverse.
Uh-huh.
And Ahsoka first showed up in The Mandalorian, if you remember that.
Mandalorian, I believe I do.
Yep, Mandalorian season 2. All right. What is your favorite part about it?
I think my favorite part is when the robot, I forgot his name, and Ahsoka are in the inside the ship, inside the whale, and they're talking about the stories about the Jedi and stuff like that.
Okay, so the droid is Hu Yang.
Yep.
Who is voiced by David Tennant. Who's very famously the 10th Doctor, and a lot of our other favorite characters. I thought they did a super job of casting him.
Yes, they did.
In fact, the casting in this show is, I think, probably my favorite part.
It is?
It is. I thought they did a really good job with Hera and Sabine and Hu Yang, and also the two dark side force users.
Yes, they did. I think. Because they acted pretty well.
Yeah, I gotta look this up. It was Baylan and Shin. Baylan, we call him Darth Beard. One of the things that I really like about him is his lightsaber moves, or lightsaber style, I guess, is very similar to Cal Kestis in the new Jedi Survivor game.
Oh, yeah, I think it is. Because I've seen you play it.
Yep. All right. Is there anything that you would change about it?
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like how they looked was not that great as in Rebels, but then again, that was animation, this is live action. So yeah, that was pretty good. So yeah, I don't think I'd change anything.
There are only two things that I would change. It looks like Admiral Thrawn has put on some weight. But other than that, they did a really good job of casting him. I think that would have kind of been out of character. I feel like Thrawn would have kept himself in shape, even though he was banished to somewhere very far away.
Well, maybe he had trouble with the food there.
That could be. The other thing that I thought was kind of wacky is that the company that Ezra keeps, they're, no spoilers here, but they're like this traveling snail people that's kind of a little bit like the mystics from the Dark Crystal.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, I liked them and their little shells.
Okay.
Their shell homes.
Well, I'm glad somebody liked them then. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to say about Ahsoka?
No.
Okay, well, on to our rating scale then. So our rating scale, once again, for longtime listeners, they'll remember, it's gotta see it if you have time, or don't see it. What do you give this one?
I think I'd say gotta see it.
I think I'd say gotta see it too.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a Star Wars fan, but it's still a really good series. Oh, one other thing I was thinking about.
Yes.
So one of the other things I really liked was how at just the right moment they brought back Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, yeah. That was one thing I really liked, too. It was like in that space area.
Yeah. So I'm not going to say how it happens. It's no spoilers that they bring back Anakin because that was in the trailer. I really liked how he was still Ahsoka's master and still teaching her.
Yeah, I liked that, too.
Although the one thing between this series and Kenobi.
Yes.
Hayden Christensen is getting a little bit old to play young Anakin. I like what they've done, but, you know, I guess that's kind of like overweight Thrawn.
Yeah, they're probably going to have to find a new one sometime soon.
Yeah, or who knows, maybe they'll get an AI character or something.
Maybe they'll turn him into old Anakin.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. So if you have any thoughts about the series Ahsoka, or really anytime you want to do any Star Wars talk, you can leave us a review on iTunes or on the website, betweengoodpodcast.podomatic.com. That wraps it up for this episode. This has been your host, Mark.
And Kaylee.
And we're Between Good Podcasts. That's okay. I can go back and take that out later.
Yep.